It's Kent in the Country, Z100.
Good morning. Tired, but
yes,
I'm here.
That is the way to be. Last night, we saw the madness that is The Bachelorette. She looks and sounds like she's going to take this thing serious. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I wasn't real sure about her initially being The Bachelorette, but after last night's episode, I'm actually really excited. Yeah, I had a different perspective, I think, seeing her as The Bachelorette.
And you know, in this first night, she meets, I don't know, however many upteen guys, and they all had some pretty unique ways of introducing themselves. I mean, we had one dude with a marching band last night.
Yes, that was Blake.
Yeah.
You have to hit on Jonathan, who was the tickle monster. I thought that was the oddest situation ever. That was so weird to me.
So they go through this whole deal last night. Your first impressions on some of the guys to look for, because usually you pick out the winners here off the first night, Joy.
Yes.
Yeah.
She gave the first impression rose to Brian, who is a 37-year-old, never been married. All I see with him is player. He's a player. Like, I think he's saying all the right things, and I was watching him whenever he wasn't. Like, it was just kind of showing all the guys, and I have a bad feeling about him. He's going to be bad news.
Here's what Rachel had to say.
From the moment you walked out the limo, I felt something that was unexplainable and that I just connected with.
I'm sorry.
I don't know if it was because you told me I was going to be in trouble. I don't know if it's because you spoke to me in Spanish, but there was something there. And then I loved how you just took control of the conversation.
I don't know. When he was talking in Spanish, that was kind of warning signs for me. I thought, this guy's a player.
Yes. But as far as who stood out to me, uh-huh, I think my initial person was Peter from Wisconsin.
Yes.
I really like Peter. I wasn't sure if I was going to like Kenny, the wrestler, but I actually really do like him. He seems real down to earth.
Uh-huh.
And I like Alex, the guy from Michigan with the vacuum. I felt like he was really funny and he's cute.
What about Josiah?
Who?
Josiah. He's a lawyer, too.
He was terrible.
Really?
He was terrible.
What?
He was so cocky that whole time. And I had high hopes for him. You know, I was like, oh, you know, he might be good. I felt like he was too cocky.
I thought
that's
maybe
that's going to be your pick, isn't it?
Well, that was going to be my pick, because I normally go with the guy. They usually stick around the crazy ones. The producers keep those crazy people on the show, you know?
Yeah. Honestly, the person that I want to really, really go with is kind of a shocker, I think. And mm-hmm, he may not make it to the end, but I'm going with Fred. I'm going with Frederick, the childhood classmate.
Okay.
I loved him. I loved their conversation, and I think he impressed her. And right, that's what I'm doing. That's what I'm going with.
We're going with Fred.
That's who I kind of want. But I really feel like Alex is going to be, I feel like he's going to be one of the ones there in the very end. He was the first person that I really thought he's going to go to the end. But I think Fred's going to make it a while. I like him.
ABC's The Bachelorette. A new season is upon us here, and every Tuesday about this time, we'll recap it for you right here with the love of my life, Nurse Joy. You have a wonderful day. I love you.
Thank you. Love you, too.
It's Kent in the Country, Z100.